This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, here we are, Goo, another episode of Liquidate All Assets. I think it's episode, is it 37? Is it 38? I've lost count.
I was going 39 I had.
My bad. Yeah, my bad. What do we got, Goo?
I know. This is a blast from the past, and I got to be honest. This number was difficult because normally I have one off the top when I go to 39 dibs.
Yeah.
But I'm going with your boy, Bob Montgomery.
I love it. I love it. Tell me about Bob Montgomery.
Not a lot to tell, Diz. We'll just keep it moving because I was scrambling like eggs to get me.
I love it.
You tell me. You're the encyclopedia.
No, I love it. Next episode is episode 40.
All right. And there we go.
You know, we go William Floyd, or we can go any number of directions with episode 40. It's Liquid in All Assets. It's Guru and Dibs, and it's kind of the post-Super Bowl edition. Goo, let's first look back at the Super Bowl. How'd you do?
Well, I lost MVP to you because I said Aaron Donald was going to get it. And what's funny is I wanted to win, but I wanted Cup to get it in real time. So I'll take the L. I had the Rams minus 4.5. That didn't come in. So, it was ugly.
It was a little bit ugly. I had the Bengals plus the 4.5, which was nice, but – I actually thought that Aaron Donald should have won the MVP, but he didn't. And, you know, that's just the case of they vote before the game's over, which is a real shame.
And you know what? And you told me that, you and Willard. I mean, what does that say about not just the product, but the craft that these guys do and how big of a deal this is to cut it off? You know, that's like a store closing at 12 and you get there at 11:50. You're still, you close at 12. Bad analogy, but you kind of get me.
No, it's a good analogy. It's kind of like when you go to the bar for last call. And it's,
there we go.
You know, 1:30, they cut it off and it's 1:15. It's like, dude, it's not even 1:30 yet. Why are you cutting me off like that?
I love it.
Yeah, it's Liquidate All Assets brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Get in on the action at Livermore Casino in downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering also blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat with no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar, restaurant, indoor and outdoor patio seating. Watch all your favorite games at Livermore Casino 7 days a week. Visit us at 3571 First Street today in downtown Livermore. On First Street, Livermore Casino, Tri-Valley's place to play. Please play responsibly. Well, Goo, we got to turn our attention now. We've got NBA, we've got NCAA, we've got golf underway. Let's start with the National Basketball Association. What do you like tonight?
You know what? I like the Brooklyn Nets. After losing 11 in a row, it was hard. They made the trade. They've since won two games in a row, and I'm down on the team in the nation's capital, and that's the Wizards. And they're coming off an ugly loss. I just think Brooklyn at home without Kyrie can still get this done. And it's the Nets minus 4.5 hosting the Wizards. I'm taking the Nets to win three in a row going into the break. Then you debut Simmons and the rest of the gang, and you get your stuff together. But I think this is – I always think it's a slam dunk, Dibs. But I'm taking the Nets minus 4.5 over the Wizards at home.
The Nets have won their last two games after losing 11 in a row. They beat New York on Wednesday. They just got Ben Simmons in a trade that sent James Harden to Philadelphia. The Wizards, by the way, coming off a nice win over Indiana Wednesday night. They've split their last four games. They've only won three of their last 13. They're in 11th in the West in the Eastern Conference, and they need to start to make some hay here.
Yeah, no doubt. Do I dare say they miss Russell Westbrook? And that's not a joke.
No, it might be addition by subtraction, really, Goo, if you look at it. I mean, maybe the Nets are better since they got rid of, Harden.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to see how this pans out. And I just hate this real quick. You're a math guy. How it's actually the end of the first half, but we're 70%. Dude, there's only 24 games, 25 games left, Dibs.
Yeah, I mean, it's the All-Star break, but you're right. It's like 23 games left. The Warriors have played 59.
Wow.
They have 23 left. It's wow. Really like 75%. And they need to move the All-Star break up, Goo. And what I said earlier today with Whitey on Willard and Dibs is they need to make the All-Star break the same day as the Pro Bowl. Make it a nice doubleheader. Pro Bowl in the morning, All-Star game in the afternoon.
That is dope.
Make that Sunday special. Make it a doubleheader.
Could you imagine if that happened, though? And then it would be the fiesta day of exhibitions, you know, for the All-Stars for both sports. I think that would pop.
It'd be perfect. I mean, in the NBA, they need the All-Star break to be much, much earlier as it is right now. I mean, we saw the Warriors. They're leaking oil. They've been needing a break for about 2 weeks, and they're not the only team. Many teams have needed a little bit of a timeout. So I'm saying go ahead and take your break earlier and make it better for all the teams.
I'm with you. Dibs, you should be commissioner for a day and pass that. But I'm with you. That would be dope.
Yeah, and I think it would be a win-win for both. And, you know, you could do the All-Star shootout for the NBA on Saturday, and then Sunday you have the Pro Bowl in the morning, you have the All-Star game in the afternoon. It would be a full day of, as you say, an exhibition sensation. What else do you have for us in the NBA, Goo?
I got the Los Angeles Clippers, who I got to give Tyronn Lue credit. They play hard. They're without PG-13. I'll call him Paul George. Without Kawhi, we saw, surprisingly, I was on the other end of that, what they did to the Warriors. They just play hard, and they host the Rockets tonight. And, again, I just think teams already got their vacation plans because nobody's an all-star on the Clippers, but they play with pride. And the Rockets, young, they play 24-hour fitness ball. Shout out to all the workout people. But minus 10.5, I know it's a big number, but I'm taking the Clippers to pound Houston, and Houston doesn't have an all-star, so they're already checked out, and I'm going with the Clippers on this. So that's another one I think is going to come home for me.
I love it. Liquidate all assets with Guru here and Dibs, but Guru is saying liquidate all assets. On the Clippers, they sure have looked good over the last few. The Rockets, by the way, have lost 5 in a row. They've lost 9 of 10. They're last in the West. And they are 7-26 against teams in the West. They've been bad at home. They've been bad on the road. And, the Clippers continue to pace the way in the West, even though they just beat the Clippers. I like that pick, Goo. I'm going to go ahead and co-sign on that one. I like the Clippers minus the 10.5.
I like that. I just quickly want to throw something at you. Do you think there's any credence to the fact that their stars are out, other guys are getting more run, they're balling? Do you think that stick when the other guys come back, just sort of like with the Warriors and Draymond or Clay? Because I'm seeing with the Warriors real quick a lack of identity, and now you got to reestablish that. How do you feel on, okay, it's good, you guys are impressive, but is that sustainable when it gets back to normal?
I think it's sustainable, especially for the Clippers, because they're playing hungry. You know, it's a team that's playing with an edge, and they're playing without Kawhi, they're playing without PG-13, and yet they're still competitive in the West. And you look at Reggie Jackson and, you know, Zubats and the rest of the Clippers, they're playing like they're not going to get those guys back. They're playing like that. They want to be for real anyway, even though they don't get those guys back. So I like what they're doing down in Los Angeles. One more NBA pick, Goo. I know it's Miami and Charlotte that you like.
Yeah, and Charlotte, as much as I love LaMelo Ball and Bridges, they've been disappointed mainly at home, Dibs. And right now they host the Miami Heat, who had their five-game winning streak snapped the other night to Dallas and Luka. No shame in that. But I'm taking the Heat -4 today on the road to beat Charlotte. And Miami, Dibs, not a lot of people are saying they're a factor or a player to win the chip, but I could see them giving a Milwaukee or Brooklyn when KD comes back or Philly a run for their money. So that's my trifecta, is I'm going with Miami Heat to beat Charlotte Hornets on the road by 4.
Yeah, we got it at 5.5, actually, Goo. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know if that changes. No, I've been
6. Charlotte's been terrible at home.
They've lost 8 of their past 9, including back-to-back games to the Memphis Grizzlies,
yeah.
And they lost to Minnesota. Shout out Evan Giddings, E-Dog. That's right. I always wait for you to That's a 4. Our producer who put these great notes in. Miami, by the way, had its 5-game winning streak snapped on Tuesday after losing to Dallas. They are 5-1 straight up and 4-2 against the spread over their past 2 weeks. So I like that pick for you, Goo, in the NBA. Let's talk about NBA MVP.
Wow.
Because, you know, we talked a lot about Steph Curry as the MVP. And, well, Goo, you wake up this morning, he's not the favorite anymore.
Wow. And I'll say this. You know, every broadcast that the Warriors have been on the last week or two, Dibs, and right on the table is the announcers are talking about Steph's subpar shooting season compared to his standards. But it's real, and there's a cost to that. And the cost is, I do believe there's been slippage for him. Is it too late with 24, 25 games left? I don't know, but I'm seeing two big men that have been more impressive, and I'm going to add another big man. He's just plastic, man. That's Giannis. So I'm eager for you to tell me where he's at and who's the favorite.
Yeah, 3 big men, actually. 3 big men inside are more favored than Steph Curry. Joel Embiid, now the favorite, +150. Which is basically 3-2 odds. Yeah. Bet 100, win 150. Nikola Jokic, maybe coming off of last night's domination sensation. He's 3-1. Giannis, excuse me, is 7-2, +375. Steph Curry is now 10-1. Ja Morant, where is Ja? 14-1 to win the MVP.
You know what? I'll say this. Jokic is actually stat-wise having a better season than he did last year when he won it. And he won it last year because the Warriors were the A seed. And I was telling Stani this, I don't see them giving him the award again if Denver doesn't finish better than 6. This is about Embiid. If he can stay healthy and what Philly's doing and what they've done, the power, the force, the finesse, he has it all. I think it's his award to lose, Dib.
Yeah, I think you're right. And especially when you look at, you know, them trying to move it around. You know, Steph has a couple. Giannis has a couple. Jokic got his one. This feels like it's Embiid's time. If Philly stays in the top 4, I think that Joel Embiid would be the one. The only one I would look at for a long shot, Ja Morant, 14-1. Also, Chris Paul, 25-1. If he's okay with the hand injury, I know that you were concerned today on the radio, but if Chris Paul's hand is okay, and you know the narrative of him leading Phoenix, he's leading Phoenix, and they were the Western Conference champs last year, maybe Chris Paul 25-1 is a good price.
You know what? I like that, and I'll say this, Diz. We're in a world where it's about our new world with the internet. It's about clicks. It's about the plus button on the calculator. Everything's about views. Everything's about points. And I get it. But at the end of the day, I just feel like the NBA should send a message to even the young kids and the young generation about basketball can be, you can be a floor general and average 15 to 17 points and still be quote unquote dominant because you get your others, you know, in positions to win. And you look at Phoenix, who I disrespected and thought they only got to the finals because everybody got injured. Why aren't we talking more about Chris Paul as MVP? But to that point, I like Giannis in Milwaukee, Dibs. I don't know why people are forgetting about the MVP of the finals, the defending champs, but my guy is putting together quietly a great year, and they haven't skipped a beat.
Yeah, and they're going to be right there in the Eastern Conference. I think that when you talk about the MVP, a lot of times it comes down to narratives. Oh. And, you know, Chris Paul, 25-1, his narrative might actually – pick up steam as we get closer to the end. You know, if Phoenix wins 60 games, which, by the way, they're on pace to win 60 games, and, you know, he's the floor general, and Devin Booker's good, but he'll have his time, and DeAndre Ayton is a big man who's not really that dominant. Right. I think Chris Paul at 25-1 is a good price. What about Coach of the Year, Goo? Who do you think might be Coach of the Year?
Man, this is interesting. Wow. You know what? And I'm being real like I always am with you.
Always.
I wanted to go Coach Kerr, and it was the Warriors' redemption, you know, after the last 2 years. But I look at Williams, Monty, in Phoenix, and to have them at the number one seed after not winning the finals but losing it and keeping them together to try to put their best foot forward to come back, I'm going to go with Williams, Monty.
Yeah, he's the favorite right now, minus 185. He is the odds-on favorite. And, you know, what a great story, Monty Williams, overcoming what he did with the loss of his wife in the car accident. And, you know, I think – the fact that he is so beloved, combined with the fact that they are so good, makes him a really solid favorite. JB Bickerstaff, plus 350. And then
that's
Taylor.
A nice one.
Yeah. And then Taylor Jenkins at plus 650. Billy Donovan, Eric Spoelstra, Steve Kerr, 18-1. Not getting a lot of love from the odds makers.
Wow. You know, he's been there and done that. And I can't believe I forgot about Bickerstaff. Funny story, Dibs. One of my good friends, Gerard Arsement, went to college with Bickerstaff. So he's been intern before, and I'm like, yeah, no biggie. You want to go to the game? He won't be there for long. But he's got Cleveland playing their tails off.
Yeah, they're playing great. And they might actually – he might be the surprise choice.
You're
and,
right.
You know, your boy Mock Rivers, by the way, 50-1. And if he can make it work with Harden and Embiid – might your guy, Mock Rivers, make a late push?
Well, I'll tell you what, we blew another 25-point lead the other night. I don't know if you caught it, but I'll take the award if they want to get it, Diz. But I don't know. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of NBA coaches. No respect.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a four. That's a four with you. No,
with your, I didn't know I was doing it, so I'll take the four.
I didn't mean to make you do it. I just, you know, I threw it out there. Anytime you could do mock, you know, we're trying to make adjustments with James. You know, we're trying to make it work. We didn't have Ben all year. It's really good. It's the voice is incredible. You get an automatic four. This is a Liquidate All Assets brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Game day special, Sunday 10 to 8, Monday and Thursday 5 to 9 p.m. Get a hot dog for $2.50. Chili dog, just an extra buck. Domestic draft beers for $2.50. Imports and well cocktails, only $4 at Livermore Casino, First Street in downtown Livermore. What about defensive player of the week, of the year, Goo? DPOY. What if I told you Draymond Green is not the favorite?
And I get that. Now, I'm going to keep it real. I'm rooting for Dre. We love Dede in the Bay. But, I mean, we're talking about 20-plus games you missed, and it's still counting. The ticker's still going. So that takes me to Phoenix. Again, we're talking about the Suns a lot here.
Yeah.
Memphis, to me, is the defensive player of the year.
16-1, Goo, if you want to,
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, $15 would get you 900 on, or 50 rather would get you 900 on Mikal Bridges. Rudy Gobert, the favorite, plus 180. I don't think that he's going to win it. I mean, Utah has not been that dominant. Draymond Green, plus 200. He's been injured. Giannis at plus 400 or 4-1, maybe. Jaren Jackson Jr., plus 750.
Wow.
Then you get to Bridges, Embiid, Mobley. My guy, and this is a long shot, and okay, all of you listening to the podcast, Matisse Thybulle, 50 to 1. If you look at all the metrics, all the defensive metrics, Thybulle is near the top. He plays almost every game, 50 to 1. I would fire a little sprinkle on Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. And I'm going to say this for the first time, Div, since we've been doing the inception of Liquidate All Assets. I really believe the odd makers got it wrong, like thoroughly wrong. Why are the guys that I think should be at the top of the list down? But your boy, he can play defense. And Gobert, let's just name the award, the Rudy Gobert Award. But I'll say this. I see him get abused mainly by the Warriors, not this last game because he didn't play, and the Jazz won, in the pick and roll. And if you're that big of a liability in the pick and roll, you ain't DPOY. I see Robert Freeman chiming in. It's Giannis. I would put some chicken down on Giannis, but I just hate that Gobert has like this. He's a walking DPOY, and I could count maybe 2 years, Dibs, he hasn't deserved it.
Right. I agree with you. I totally agree. And I think that when you start, sometimes it's a popularity contest, yeah, but
there you go.
Then again, when you look at this year with, you know, Gobert not being dominant, Draymond missing games, Giannis, well, we've kind of already done that. So you start to look at the second tier candidates. And I look at Matisse Thybulle at 50 to 1. He's a lockdown defender. He's been doing it for a long time. Mikal Bridges is good, but I like the value at 50 to 1 on Thybulle.
No, that's a nice one, and I may put something down on that. So you were doing your homework there, but you just named off like five good defenders. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, $10 will get you.
Do you think Dre has missed too many to qualify? Because that's the bummer in this. That's how you know he's really hurt, man.
Yeah, and he's been campaigning his butt off, you know, on TNT and on social, and every chance they get, Steve Kerr, Draymond, oh, he's DPOY, he's DPOY. Well, yes, he is the best defensive player in the league, but if you play 48 out of 82, I don't think you deserve the award.
No, I'm with you, and he probably would tell you the same, too, because, like you said, and he's not coming back anytime soon. He may – but at the end of the day, that does mean something. And he had the numbers, was it last year, Dibs, where he talked about not winning the, you know, the person that won the award missed some time too.
Yeah, he should have won it last year. But, you know, honestly, if you play 48 of 82, okay, and he won't, by the way, be the first one to tell you that. He'll be the one to say, oh,
no doubt,
my 48 games are better than you know, Thibault, who might play 78, my 48 are better than his 78. He'll never back down on that. One more from the NBA, Goo, and then we'll do some college picks and we'll get out of here. And I know you have an NHL lock as well.
You're going to laugh. And I call this the ponies in regard to the NHL. I've been neglecting them, but always on that goal line, there is always plus something major. And in hockey, when a team's losing and they pull their goalie, and I don't know why I've just not have shared it with you and Willard and Kyle, but let me give you this college one that's really standing out.
Tease it.
Okay, got you.
I want to get you rookie of the year first.
Okay.
And your thoughts, Evan Mobley, minus 375. He's the heavy favorite, but Jonathan Kuminga, 150-1. Is there any value in Kuminga or Josh Giddey at 10-1?
Kuminga, and I told Stani and the listeners today, he's a star, Dibs, okay? And I'm not saying he's a finished product. And I think something is happening. Even this weekend, he'll be a household name when he puts on the show. It is this rookie sophomore game. Let me just get away with calling it that today. But he got added.
It should be called that, by the
okay.
way.
Okay, at least that's what it used to be called.
It should be the rookies against the sophomores. I love that format.
That was awesome. And Mobley – that's a steep price, and he is the front runner. But if there's an injury in the last 25 to 30, you know, 20 to 25 games, I could see Kuminga taking it. Giddey, I think they got a late start, but Mobley's the front runner. But Kuminga, okay, you can win the battle, but the war in regard to being a star, I think Kuminga, his time is coming. But I would put something down if something were to happen, and we're not wishing to Mobley.
No.
But Mobley is a young, big, and he's part of why Cleveland's balling.
I think if Kuminga goes to the Rising Stars game, which I hate, it should be the rookie sophomore game. And by the way, the All-Star game should be East versus West. What? Enough of this nonsense with let's draft teams. Although I love the draft when James Harden went last. That was kind of cool. But give me East versus West like the old days, Goo.
Yeah, what happened? I don't get it. And Dibs, maybe you need to petition to be in charge of this stuff because, like Major League Baseball, yeah, they're shooting themselves in the foot, and I don't think they got any earthly idea that they are. Get it together.
I'm totally with you, Goo. It drives me crazy. They're trying too hard to make it entertaining. Keep it simple, stupid, the KISS method, and everything will work out. Before we get to your NHL pick, I know you've got a pick in college hoop. Oregon State in Arizona.
Listen, the Beavers, they stink. I mean, Dibs, and Arizona's a good team. They're playing for a lot here. But the Beavers are 0-9 versus the spread in their last nine games. And I know you're going to say, and a lot of people have, hey, that's a big number, minus 23. It's at Arizona. I'm taking the Arizona Wildcats to win this game by 40. I've watched the Beavers play basketball, Dibs, and you and I could go out there and help their offense. So with all that said, I'm not scared of the big number, and I got the Wildcats to just take it to Oregon State, what's left of that basketball program.
Yeah, minus 23.5, and it's funny you say that because we do our donut bet, you know, on Willard.
I've been listening.
Yeah, and Whitey took the Beavers minus 23.5, so I got to go against you. I'm hoping for my guy, Whitey. I'm taking Oregon State, and I'm going to take the 23.5 and hope they only lose by 23.
That is beautiful. I love it. Head-to-head, as you call it.
Yeah, it's painful because, you know, this is not one that I really did the breakdown on, but I'm going to roll with it nonetheless. I'm going to give you a couple from college basketball.
I got my pen, baby.
I'm also going to fade a terrible team. I'm going to start with Robert Morris giving 15 against Ooey Pooey.
I love it.
Indiana University, Purdue University, Indiana. It's just now underway. Ooey Pooey. I'm going to take Robert Morris minus 15.5 against Ooey Pooey.
I'll never go against a team. Ooey Pooey, they must be pooey. So I'm going to go with you. Shout out Robert Morris. And I feel like that one's about to kick off here soon.
Yeah, it just tipped off. So I got that just under the gun. And, you know, I would have loved to take Chattanooga against Greensboro. But, you know, the fact that we have our podcast going a little bit later today is making all these 4 o'clock starts. Click live before I had a chance to get them. But I'll give you one more in college basketball. North Dakota State at home against Oral Roberts. North Dakota State minus one at home against Oral Roberts.
I like that one, Dibs. And let me ask you this. When did you say, you know what, that's the one? Because I love when we go to the East Coast in these rural areas for the best. And I watch it. That's just the best thing going.
Well, I love the Summit League because you've got North Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota State, and South Dakota. So when you get these other teams having to go up there on the road, that's a tough trip because, you know, the airport is never close to the college.
Right.
And, you know, it's not an easy trip for these young men. So a lot of times I like to take these home teams in the Dakotas against these interlopers.
I love it, Dibs. I'm riding with you.
I love it. Good. Now talk to me about your hockey lock.
The Washington Capitals balling minus a goal and a half plus 135. Now you could say, Goo, what do you know about them? They've won four straight, and I just feel like they're playing good hockey. And like I said, watching a hockey game at the end where they pull the goalie and that thing goes all the way down there, it's almost like you can expect it. But the plus 135, I'm excited, Dibs. So that's my hockey pick of the night, the Caps.
So it's minus a goal, plus 135?
Yeah, minus a goal and a half. So they got to win by two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minus a goal and a half.
And all when they, you know, when the team's losing, which I expect them to be winning, they pull their goalie, and then there goes that puck all the way down yonder.
I love it. You're taking the puck line. That is so good. One more, Goo, before we get out of here. I want to talk about NFL offseason movement. Aaron Rodgers, where will he go if he's not on the Packers?
He'll go to the Denver Broncos, but that's a big – and I'll say this. Sean McVay, a narcissist, he's not going anywhere. All these guys acting like, you know, Brady's not coming back. And I put this with that. All of a sudden now the Packers are whispering sweet nothings. Oh, we're going to throw some mud chicken into it. He's not wearing another uniform. But if he did, his offensive coordinator's in Denver. I think that's where he would go. And Denver's got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, Denver actually 7-2. The favorite is the 49ers at 3-1.
What message would that send to you and Niner Empire? Stoney and I went 15 rounds. Go to the scorecard. But what would that say about Trey Lance when he's supposed to be your new Aaron Rodgers? How do you put that on hold to go then get Aaron Rodgers, which you could have got him last offseason if you really wanted him?
Yeah, I'm with you, Goo. That tells me that Trey Lance is not the sauce. That would tell me that Trey Lance is not the answer.
Wow.
By the way, Tampa Bay 4-1. The Niners are 3-1. The Broncos 3.5-1. The Bucks 4-1. The Steelers are 5-1.
Wow.
The Colts are 5.5-1.
That's amazing. And I'm excited just to see, like, Pittsburgh. Is it Jimmy G? Where's Jimmy going? All those things excite me. And, Dibs, can I leave you with one thing?
One more.
We don't know if Trey's getting on the field. We assume. But I've been hearing rumors on the street, and I've been doing some research here, that they actually got odds for Trey Lance MVP chances.
Wow. Yeah, I mean – you may want to pump the brakes on that one, as far as I'm concerned.
But that should be 8,000-1. It's 86-1, which
wow,
is like, I guess,
yeah.
8,000-1.
Yeah. One more. Russell Wilson next year, if he's not on the Seahawks, the Bucks are favored at 3.5-1, then the Saints and the Steelers, then the Dolphins, then the Raiders. The Niners aren't listed for Russell Wilson.
Wow, that's interesting. And like I said, the Niners, they're not in the market. But a team you didn't mention to me that I think is over Jalen Hurts, and they got a defense and actually made the playoffs, is the Philadelphia Eagles. I wonder if the City of Brotherly Love, what they would do to hook up with Seattle and try to get, and Spadoni said this too, Russell Wilson in the green and black.
Yeah, 40-1 for the Eagles to
wow.
To land Russell Wilson. Actually, behind the Packers, who the Packers would obviously move off of Aaron Rodgers. The Eagles, by the way, are 20-1 to land Aaron Rodgers himself.
Wow. We'll see. I don't think he's going anywhere, Dibs.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. A lot of good stuff, Goo. Episode 39. Next week, episode 40. You and I are going to have to drink a 40.
And there we go. Shout out St. Ives.
My brother. I was always an old English guy.
Yeah. Do they still make St. Ives?
We'll find them, kid. Okay, next week. All right. I'll see you.
I'll see you later, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.